Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch, Jr. of the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Matlin Kennedy of Matlin Kennedy of Kennedy Coaching, longtime social, environmental, and justice advocate and wellness coach. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bosch. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate you. I know we had to kind of play phone tag for a while, but now that I got you here, I am looking forward to an awesome interview.
Me too.
All right. So let's dig right in. And I always say before I start my show, let's make it do what it do. And when it's done, it's done.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So I understand that you have an interesting background, came through a lot of challenges to build the exciting life and career you have today. Tell us more about your background.
So, suffice it to say that by American standards, everything that could have gone wrong in my childhood pretty much did. Mm-hmm. So I found myself at 15 dropping out of high school.
Wow.
And I started traveling, working various odds and ends kind of jobs, grocery stores, housekeeping, enough to learn that that's not what I wanted to do with my life. Mm-hmm. And it was actually on my second trip to Mexico when I saw a kid who was about 2 or 3 years old in a diaper in the middle of 90-degree weather, just sitting out playing in the dirt next to a little puddle. And I was on a bus. I was actually traveling to Oaxaca at the time. And I realized that despite the way that I had grown up by American standards, as I mentioned, I really had so much privilege and so much to be grateful for. And I couldn't really see spending the rest of my life just kind of, I don't know, winging it and figuring out things as I went along. I decided to really develop a plan and to go back to school, get my GED, mm-hmm. and eventually ended up getting my master's, and, you know, here I am today.
Okay.
But it was a long and windy road with a lot of, you know, two step forward, four mm-hmm. steps back. And
okay. So then let me move to the second question. You are also quite the world traveler, having visited and worked or studied in almost 40 countries. How did you manage that growing up as you did?
Well, I would say that I used to do a lot of hitchhiking. I also used to work two jobs at a time. At one point, I was working at Rudnick's by day and Cumberland Farms by night, and housekeeping on the side. So I would just really save my pennies. And when I traveled, I tended to travel on the cheap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now that you recently started your own business, tell me about that.
Well, it was actually about 2 years ago. I was inspired by a good friend of mine to write a book, because I am very fortunate to have found a lot of help along the way through some amazing programs, mm-hmm. And various, you know, new age type literature, spiritual literature. And so I wanted to put this together in a book, and the topic that I was thinking about writing about, it seemed like it had all been written before. There was tons of books on this area. And so what I realized was, is there's not a lot of people out there actually delivering good quality, culturally competent programming out there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of folks that with great intentions that don't necessarily understand what it's like to come from a background where, you know, there's a lot of addiction and right. mental illness and poverty and violence around you. Okay. There's a lot of great intending folks that just don't have that background. So I think I realized that I wanted to be one of the people that was out in the community actually bringing this kind of information and education to people.
Okay. So one of your initiatives is Women's Leadership and Wellness Retreat in Jamaica next year. How did that come about, and what will it look like?
So I think I can speak for a lot of folks in that the 2016 presidential election was a big shock to the system, whatever side of the aisle you're on.
I agree.
And it's been, you know, a real game changer in terms of people thinking about how we as women and people of color and people from other marginalized, vulnerable populations, how are we represented in our government and politics and business and healthcare? Because when you look at the top leadership, it tends to be mostly white men. And so I really decided that as an individual, I want to be a part of that change that's happening. And it's not just me, I mean, it's happening around the country where women and people of color and people from more diverse backgrounds are stepping up and going, okay, we need to be a part of this leadership structure too, because we can't, and I mean, I can say this as a social worker, we cannot realistically expect men of privilege to understand the issues that other folks have. You just can't. It's right. not even fair. Right. And we can't expect them to solve our problems.
Absolutely.
We need to be the change. We need to step up and take those leadership roles. Okay. And so that's what really started this retreat.
Great. So you have a lot of experience with people dealing with addictions, and you have some plans to teach an online course to address it. Why is that all about? Well, what is that all about? And tell us more about the course.
Okay, so, but just to finish what I was saying, the Women's Leadership and Wellness Retreat is in Jamaica next year in Ocho Rios. It is going to be a fantastic opportunity to really dig in for women to experience a very different environment and different types of leaders that are all women and real role models.
Great.
And just an out-of-the-box experience to really attain the kind of wellness that can help you rise in leadership. And then as far as the course, so I have a couple courses that are going to be coming out later this year. One is along the same lines on women's leadership and wellness. And it's really about how to create more nurturing, compassionate, creative, supportive work environments in more traditional structures that might be what we would call a toxic workplace.
Okay.
And then as far as the a program that you had mentioned, it's not really specific to addictions. It's actually 12 steps for anyone. It's a universal 12-step online course that's going to be focused for people who have issues with eating, drugs, alcohol, any kind of substances, pornography, sex addiction, maybe it's shame and doubt addiction, whatever it is that you are fixated on, maybe it's your social media, you can't put it down. The 12 steps really guides you through exploring your inner life and then eventually your outer life and your community and how you can really connect and heal and resolve a lot of those issues that you have.
Okay, so let me push through the last three questions here before we have to close it out. You are working to promote health coaches. You're working to promote health coaches or community health workers to create accessible coaching for everyday people. How are you going to, or how are you going about that, and why?
Well, I'm really starting on the local level. I'm having a lot of conversations with coaches. I have tons of friends that are life coaches, health coaches, wellness coaches. And what I'm doing is I'm asking them to take a look at their financial structure and is there a way that they can build in either a sliding scale like I have. I charge $45 to $125 for a 90-minute session.
Great.
And your average coach charges at least $100 to $150 an hour. Mm-hmm. So it's become known as this kind of elite
and service. How many years have you had your business, your coaching business?
I've had my business for 1.5 years. I've been coaching for almost 20.
Okay.
In different programs.
But you finally put the, as they say, the
the shingle out, my own shingle out,
right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, in addition to talking folks on the local level, I'm going to be looking more at, you know, how I can do this on the system level as well, because I think that there's a lot of folks out there encouraging coaches to charge more, to charge what you're worth, charge $1,000, charge $500, and that's not something that realistically everyday people can afford.
Okay.
And I know as someone who myself had cancer twice, and needed a coach, I couldn't afford one.
Bless your heart, twice. Now you are a survivor instead of a victim. How about
big
that?
Time?
Yes, big time. Okay, so let me go to the last two. It's clear you have a passion for working to change the system, but what about working with people one-on-one? What does that look like, and who can you work with?
I can work with anybody. I tend to work with people who have come from really challenging backgrounds. They've had experienced a bit of trauma, women, but I work very well with men as well, teenagers, older adults. I've done a lot of work around chronic pain management, diabetes, self-management, as well as like high blood pressure, overcoming feelings of shame and doubt, limiting beliefs, those kind of things.
Great. So last question, where can people find more information about your retreat and coaching services? Close it out.
Yeah, you can find me at www.kennedycoaching.org. It's Kennedy Coaching is all one word, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, coaching.org.
Okay. Well, Ms. Kennedy, it was a plum-pleasing pleasure to have you on the show. We so much appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to stop by. And we're looking forward to big, big things for you in the future.
Thanks, Bosch.
All right. You're so welcome. All right, folks, until next time, it's about the triple E's, education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, boy, I'm just tongue-tied today. Man, like I haven't been doing this before. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.